Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Mum's the Word, the parenting podcast,
where we answer the questions you want to hear about parenthood
and provide you with real, honest advice for every stage of your parenting journey.
Whether you're a parent-to-be, a new mum like me, navigating those sleepless nights,
or a more experienced parent facing the challenges of raising older kids like me,
we've got you covered with relatable stories, expert insights, and plenty of laughs along the way.
So grab your headphones, a cup of coffee, or maybe something stronger,
and let's get real about parenting.
We're not going to be sugarcoating anything. From punamis to piles, nothing is off limits at Mum's the Word.
It's a podcast for all the parents out there, our own little club.
Mum's the Word.
Listen wherever you get your podcast from.
And hit follow so you don't miss an episode.
Welcome back to Loose Lips. I'm Robin Richford.
And I'm Sophie Brown.
And this is the podcast that you might have just stumbled across. And if you have, welcome. If you are a regular listener, thank you so much. I think it's important that we just take a moment just to say thank you. We basically sit here and we chat about things as if and sometimes with a glass of wine. And we just hope that it resonates with you. And when it does, it's so, so nice for us. So hopefully you're getting as much from it as we are. So thank you very much for listening.
Yeah, that was a nice little thank you to everyone.
I just thought, Soph, it's one of them, isn't it, where like we just never, I don't know, just take the time just to like be like thanks, because the fact that you're listening means that obviously we get to do it, but it's not actually about us, it's actually about you, because this is hopefully going to open your eyes to different ways of thinking, or sometimes be like, oh wait a minute, I'm normal, or there's someone else that thinks the same as me, or whatever that might be, that little bit of relatability. Because I know there's so many of us like working from home and we don't have the same interaction really with our girlfriends in the same way that we did.
Defa, and we've got big plans for this podcast, and we've got some amazing guests that we want to bring on as well. So any feedback from you guys would be amazing, because it just helps us steer us in the direction of like what topics we can talk about, or if there's anything that you feel like, you know, you're not sure about. Because yeah, to be honest, probably same.
90% sure it's same.
Yeah.
How are you this week though, Sophie? All right?
Yeah, I'm good. I feel like I'm looking outside and I think it's starting to get dark, and I'm like, it's like 4:15, but I think it's just a bit dingy today. But I can't believe, like, the clock's going back Sunday, yesterday, Saturday, whenever it was, threw me right off.
No, I know, it happened to me and I was like, no, I've slept in. And then was like, oh no, I've not. This is brilliant.
Yeah, I need to change my oven, and my microwave is still an hour ahead, but.
Oh, that's very adult of you.
I know. I'm quite good at doing those things. I noticed it earlier because we were recording the pod, and I was like, oh my gosh, I need to log on. And I was like, no, I'm an hour
behind. Ages. I think there are certain things in your life though that you're like, I just never would have like resonated or thought about that, like even just 4-5 years ago. Do you know what I mean? And like now there's just such a like big part. Honestly, like I almost feel like autumn is this weird hibernation period for me, where I start to like just kind of like go into myself. I kind of call it like grind season, where I feel like if there's ever a time of year to get shit done, this is the time of year to get it done.
Yeah, well, the only thing is, I feel like it's getting very busy for me personally. I don't, it might be the same for you though as well, but like events and things like that, like this, it does get very busy in the run-up to Christmas. I feel like January, February, March is like, there's nothing going on.
No, there's not. But by then, I'm just like, get me out of this winter.
Yeah.
So I feel like this time of the year is like when I'm like, okay, everyone's not out and about on an evening because the sun's going down at 10 o'clock, do you know? Like, so actually when I finish work, let's just actually chill or, you know, hibernate and get stuff done. And I think it's quite a nice time for, I kind of get a bit weird, I think it's a nice time for like reflection. I think at this time of year, I start to go, okay, like, what is it I'm trying to aim for the next year sort of thing?
Yeah.
This is the type of time of year that I start thinking about stuff like that.
Yeah, no, I think that's good. I think I definitely want to do that for next year because I think that I've got a lot of different things going on, but I think I need to like up the ante in a lot of areas. Like, I think if there's certain things that are, you know, that I enjoy or that are going well or that I need to put a lot more effort into, I want to, I think, have a bit more of a... I meant to do all my goals at the beginning of this year, but I just didn't. Like, I didn't do them. And I even spoke about it. I was like, I need to do it. And I just bloody didn't. And I'm like, no, this year I'm doing it for next year.
Uh-huh, and this is the time to do it, honestly, because once you get to December, it's kind of too late. You're already in Christmas mode. January is the hardest time of the year, I think, to get motivated and to kind of get going. Mm-hmm. And I saw this thing, actually, it was this time last year probably, and it was like, if it takes 30 days to create a habit, if there's something that you want to achieve in January, you really want to get started ASAP, and then that way by the time it gets January you're really in like the full flow of it, and then you start getting like the fruits of your labor, so to speak. So if you're like, I'm gonna be healthy this year, or you know, like already kind of start, okay, well let me start with my 10,000 steps this side of the year so that when January comes, maybe yeah, I'll be ready to go to the gym or whatever that might look like for you. Do you know what I mean?
True. No, I get what you mean. I think implementing it beforehand, because otherwise, yeah, you run the risk of the whole, like, what you call it when you put stuff in place in January? You know, when you do your, what you call it?
New Year's resolution.
Yeah, like, no, I mean, realistically, no one really sticks to them and it puts a bit too much pressure on it. So if you start it, I need to, I mean, I've got a holiday coming up soon, but I need to get healthier and go to the gym more and move my body more.
I would have to agree with that. And I also think just for my own mind.
Yes. I spend a lot of time in this flat and I just think that I've literally got, there's a pool down there that I hardly use and I forget it's there and it's stunning. And we've got the gym down there, there's classes and things, but I don't know, I go through weird phases. But I do think you're right. I think there is something in the air about, although it's kind of like the batten down the hatches and everyone's sort of like getting all cozy and stuff, I do think it's kind of motivating this time of year sometimes. Like, you yeah, can kind of, don't know.
I find it is, because I feel like you're not missing anything. Nothing's happening. Like, everybody's kind of hibernating. Everyone's just in front of the telly. Right. So I feel like it's not like summer where, you know, friends are going, oh, let's grab a drink on a Wednesday night, or, you know, everyone's kind of out and about just a bit more. And then obviously Christmas, that's mad as well. So I think this time of year is, yeah, I quite like it. Autumn's always been my favourite time of year, like always.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm feeling it a bit more this year where I'm like, okay, well, it's time to kind of like get myself together. I feel like the last 6 months have kind of had control of me rather than the other way around.
Yeah, I mean, you've had a lot of changes and like big things going on. You moved your whole life. You had a big change in job, like loads of stuff. So I think, yeah, this year's been weird. I think I expected this year to be not a lot better. I've had a great year, but it's been very different than what I thought. A lot's happened this year. And mm-hmm. I'm almost like not happy to see the back of it. It's been great, but it's just, I don't know. I think next year will be different.
I think this is probably the first year fully, isn't it? That like the whole weird pandemic thing that happened. I feel like this year is probably the first year since all of that that's been hashtag normal, whatever that means. But do you know what I mean? Like, in comparison.
Yeah, like even the little residual rules and stuff, because I'm trying to think, even last year actually when we were filming, like at the beginning of the year, there was still some stuff that was like things were having to still be adhered to. But then like this year, yeah, I don't think we've had any of that.
No, it's been the first full year. And also as well, like what I never really kind of thought about was like when we were going through that weird period, it was like hard to envision the future and it was hard to like look ahead too far because everything was so in the present and everything was just ever changing. So I think like now this year's kind of out the way, it's like, okay, well now I can actually start planning things the way I used to.
True. Yeah, because the knock-on effect was major of all of that, like that is very true. I mean, I'm feeling maybe more positive about next year.
Yeah, we like to see it. On that note, should we get into our topic of the week? I don't know how we got there. We got deep very quick. I'm in that mood today. I can feel it. I'm just in that cut the crap mood, aren't I?
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, Scott. I think I am as well, though. I'm tired.
We're actually going to talk about something. I guess it's like a weird topic, but one that I think we should definitely jump into. That I guess we don't always talk about, and it's online shopping. It's funny, isn't it? I don't even really in my head distinguish the difference between online shopping and just shopping now.
Yeah, that's true, because if I'm like, I'm gonna get, I need an outfit for this or whatever, like I'm just like, I think I choose online now rather than even thinking I'm gonna walk to a shop. Like in my head I'm like, right, ASOS, Zara,
yeah,
online. Like, I'm not even like, which is bad, which is like, this is why the high street is like failing.
No, I think I do. The only time I ever really go to the high street is if it's really last minute. So, yeah. And I will only ever go to Zara.
I mean, I live in town, so I can literally like just go in. But you're right. It's usually the last minute. And then usually I'm panicking. But it's frustrating, I think. I think the reason that I like online shopping, we'll get into it, but there's things I like about online shopping, there's things I don't like. But like, you know, you think H&M, the shop in Manchester is not great, the stuff online is great, like it's way better. And I see people post stuff and I'm like, oh my god, what fucking H&M are you going to? it's not the one that I have near me. Same with like Zara and stuff, but then Zara decides to take the most like avant-garde high fashion images, and it'll be like a picture of their eye, and it'll be like, this turtleneck top is,
oh, Dawn,
I can't even see the item that you're selling.
Honestly, it's outrageous. I think, honestly, I've got a theory that obviously they started being trying to be all quirky initially, realized that that's all anyone talks about, and then I think the marketing department and Zara are actively trolling us at this point.
I think they are, because I think that sometimes you get the weirdest pictures and the weirdest products that come up, and you're just like, come on,
they're trolling us. They are, honestly. I think they're it's genius, actually. It's marketing genius is what it is.
The only thing I tell you, well, but I don't know if you know this about Zara, but I don't know, quote unquote, but basically they don't care about customer service. Like the owner said, that is not a focus for them at all. Like,
well, that's clear. Well, that is very clear.
Very clear. I think I was going to say, this is not anything new. I think it's the most obvious thing. Like I went the other day and I bought a pair of, this is the thing as well. Like I feel like with online shopping, yes, sometimes stuff can go wrong. And the main thing for me is like ordering next day delivery because I need it for something and it doesn't come. Stuff like that. Infuriating, but they're pretty good now, to be fair. But I got a pair of boots in Zara. I tried one of them on, I think. Took them to the till, bought a few different things, blah, 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 got them home. One was a size 3, one was a size 5.
Oh.
And I was just like, you're kidding me. And it's like, it's frustrating because I understand they can't check everything, but you'd think they'd check shoes.
Yeah, you would think they would check shoes.
Hello, my name is Mark Thompson, your guide aboard the Constellation Station podcast. Tune in every Monday for your weekly guide to all things going on in the skies above the UK that week. From meteor showers to comets and eclipses to supernova explosions, I will have it all. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Acast, or wherever you get your podcasts from. But until then, let's hope for some clear skies.
And then when I took them in, it was just a nightmare. The woman was like, I can't swap you the other one if you find the other one. I was like, sorry. I was like, what do you mean? I was like, these are not a pair. Like, I want the size 5. I want to buy this shoe. She was like, I have to return them. And then did it. It was like all this faff. And then I had to go to the changing room. And I looked like I was cutting the queue, because now you have to go to the changing room bit to ask if they've got a product in stock. Like, they can't do it at the till. And the people at the till don't know where anything is on the shop floor. Like, there's no cohesive... Like,
no, there is not.
Like, and then, you know, you're the one like waiting still at the front of the queue and everyone's looking at you. And it's like, no, I've been told to come here to ask if something's in stock. Anyway, they didn't have the shoe. I had to return the shoes and order them online. So it's just someone out there, you know, in Manchester probably has got a 3 and a 5 as well. The other way around.
They're like, I don't know why, but the right foot is just that little bit more snug.
Yeah, literally. I was like, oh, had it been a 4, it probably would have fit, to be honest. But I was like, oh, it's just annoying because same thing happened to my mum, but she took them all the way back to Cheltenham.
Oh, so annoying.
Like, no, bring them into store. And she was like, but we don't have a Zara. Cheltenham.
This is why we buy online. This is why we buy online. Though I do think like buying online is definitely adding to the whole like fast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Fashion problem.
Yeah, I think I've said before, I don't, this is going to sound, because obviously I do use ASOS and stuff, and I, like I said, I don't claim to be, you know, I still don't have the right habits and things, but I don't chop on Pretty Little Thing, you know, Boohoo, Shein, Temu, this new one that's fucking come out, whatever that is, but like,
never heard that.
It's like, I think it's more, I think there's everything on there. It's like, right, an Alibaba, Shein. It's all very similar.
Okay.
It's being pumped on TikTok at the moment, Temu, like,
right, go
everywhere. Yeah. But yeah, I don't buy from like those fashion houses and stuff. And I made that decision like two years ago maybe. I completely stopped buying off there, but like, mm-hmm, I said, I still buy off ASOS and, you know, Zara. I'm not claiming to whatever, but I just, when I found out like PLT were paying workers in Liverpool £3 something an hour, I was like, it's just, you know, it's just, yeah. But, you know, I still buy things on ASOS. And the problem is, I don't want to send the stuff back. I buy the stuff that I want to keep. I'm not like, I don't buy like a stupid over amount and then try the stuff on and whatever. But because of like the way clothes are made, and if they're cheap, they just don't fit right. Mm. And then I have to send them back. And then obviously I'm, you know, attributing to the waste. It's really difficult.
It is really difficult. I also think as well, I'm more likely to keep something that's bad quality if I've ordered online and it's arrived, and I'm like, oh, do you know what? It's actually all right. Than actually, if I felt it in the store and then buy it, like, I'm less likely to do that. So then that's where I think the whole like fast fashion thing comes in as well, because it's like, you are less likely to like kind of return it, because it's like, feels like an active decision to just, you know what I mean? Whereas like, oh, just hold on to it. It's only whatever it was.
Yeah.
So I do think there is that. But I do think there's a really like positive side to online shopping. And I think like, you know, these kind of secondhand shops like Depop and Vinted and things like that,
that
would never really have been a thing, I wouldn't say, because if I went to a secondhand shop near where I live, it would not be the fashion I'm looking for. So online in that sense is actually great for the environment.
Yeah, I'm getting more into it. I've got loads of stuff to sell. I say this, I've had this for a while. I really, really need to do it. But I've got a load of stuff to sell on like Vinted. I've got one item on there at the moment. It's my Oculus VR headset that I'm trying to sell.
Oh yeah, remember you telling me about that?
Yeah, I'm getting loads of offers, but I've just not. Yeah, I don't know. Obviously, usually people sell clothes and stuff, but you can sell it on there. It's because I put it on Facebook Marketplace and all I got was scammers. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, that's not actually, I wouldn't say, a very good space now. I think it used to be really good for especially furniture and things like that. But I would say there's just so many scammers on there now. It's really like overwhelming.
Oh my God, I got caught up in one because I'd never used it before. I was getting all these messages and it was the one where it's, I didn't realize, but it's like a template thing, like as in, they say the same thing, but they'll be right, like, oh, my son can pick it up tomorrow, blah, blah, blah. And then it was like, here, can you, they like took my bank details. And then ask for my email, and then you get an email that says, it's so stupid, I obviously knew straight away when I got this, but it's like, you don't have a business account, so you need to, like, basically you need to send them £100 and then they'll send £100 more than what they owed you. Do you know what I mean?
Oh my gosh,
just feel bad though, because there will be people that will fall for that.
Oh yeah. And there are another common one, I think, is like saying, oh, I'm gonna get like DPD to like collect it sort of thing. That's another one, isn't it? I'm sure that's a scam. I've got like one pair of shoes on Vinted at the minute that I just wore once for a photo shoot, and they were too small, but I didn't, again, that kind of thing had happened where it'd come and I was like, I need to wear them today, and they're too small, so they're going on my feet for this photograph, and that's it, literally it. And I couldn't send them back, obviously. So yeah, I've got them. Do you know what though, the only thing I'd say about Vinted is it seems to be really good, but I just get lots of people like favoriting it, and I'm like, are you gonna buy it or not?
I know my mum's like queen of Vinted. She's been using it for ages. She buys as well, like she gets all my dad's clothes on there. She gets him like the Ralph Lauren quarter zip things. Like they're doing great over in the Brown household. Like my dad gets all this great stuff, but I definitely need to use it more. My issue, and like this is such a first world problem, and I'm not complaining, but like I might have a really last minute event, and then that means that I have to get something really last minute, which means that I can't really buy it secondhand because it might not necessarily come in time. So a lot of it does require a bit more forward planning, but I need a lot of stuff for autumn, winter at the moment. And I can definitely get that stuff secondhand. Like I want to find like a proper staple black blazer, like things like that. You know, I want some stuff that's good quality. I don't mind spending a bit of money, but I'll probably have a proper look on Vinted soon for stuff like that.
Yeah, I think. And also as well, I tend to stick to brands that I know, because if I know the brands, then I know the fit. And then that way, like, I know if I kind of suit that. So I kind of do like Slip Boutique or Mistress Rocks and things like that, because I'm like, I know the fit of them and I know that it'll be good enough, like a certain level of quality sort of thing.
Yeah.
I think that definitely makes a difference.
I feel like I am sort of it transport now. I'm in my late 20s. I feel like my, like, COS, I'm really liking COS at the moment, and I didn't really know about COS until recently. Like, more expensive, however, you know, nice quality, you know, nice tech, because I quite like fitting, like tailored stuff, like that's what suits me. And Other Stories is all right, but it is expensive. Like, I got a couple of bits in the sale actually. Well, I got a grey blazer that I really like. Still, it was £115.
And the sale, yeah, that's quite a lot, isn't it?
And I'm like, and these boots I got, leather boots, they were, to be fair, they were good. I think they're still on the website, but £239 down to like £85.
Yeah.
But like, these things I will keep. Like, if I like a blazer, like I've got a crop blazer from Zara that I bought years ago. I know everybody's got items like that, but if I like something, this is why I need to just make the investments and get stuff that's good quality and that's going to last.
Yeah, that capsule wardrobe is something that's getting thrown around a lot, and I get a little addicted to the TikToks that kind of show you that. But I think, yeah, there is something to be said, like when you kind of get to a little bit older where you're like, actually, I don't care that I'm not on trend or whatever that even means.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I think that if you just get the staples right that fit you really well, then you can jazz them up with different trainers, shoes, bags, like things like that. I think you can, like, I need to do that more. But it's difficult, like online shopping, the difficulty for like things like buying a black blazer and stuff, I end up buying like, you know, multiples, because then I'm like, right, I'll, you know, pick the best one. But then I'm, again, having to send back the ones that, you know, it's difficult.
I would love to know what the statistic is for how much you spend online in comparison to in the shop. Because I think years ago when we used to like use cash a bit more, I think I would be less likely to spend as much if I was actually handing the cash over than if I'm just tapping my card.
Yeah, I know what I know what you mean. I just,
like, if I was standing there and I had to just count out 150 quid and £20 notes, I'm 90% sure I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I get a bit trigger happy when I'm in a shop, because I'm like, oh, I'll try it on at home and then anything I'll bring back. But the problem is, if I like it all, then
you don't bring it back.
Then I don't bring it back. And like, for example, if anybody listening is based in Manchester, they'll know how annoying it is to take anything back to Zara. Like, it is a nightmare. Like, the queue is, like, ridiculous all the time, and they have, like, one person on there.
Yeah, so realistically, are you going to take it back?
Yeah, and the queue for the dressing rooms is really long. So you're like, when you're in store, you're like, okay, well, I'll just chance it, which is stupid, because then you're like, great, it's not going to fit.
I've actually just looked across my room now, and I can see the paper Zara bag with two items that have not been taken back.
So funnily enough, I was watching a creator, like, she was doing a haul, and she mentioned, she was like, you know, I've spent over £800 on holiday stuff. And she was like, they've now apparently been saying that, yeah, you can't send stuff back. Like, if you spend that amount of money, like, if you're like a serial returner, mm-hmm. I think it is. But I wonder what qualifies as that, like, you know, is it more than half your order every time you order? Because that is true. Like, it is, you know, if you're spending that much, you're sending so much of it back. It's like, yeah.
The trouble is, though, people do it as like a try on sesh, don't they? Like,
yeah.
So like they want to try everything on before
what
they
are you
commit.
To do? Like, it's not in store. Yeah. Like, what are you supposed to do? It's really difficult. Like, I don't know. I think it's concerning, like, all of the waste and everything like that. But I'm just, like, the more I would look into it, I don't know, I just...
Your brain just, yeah, it actually throws your brain, doesn't it? There is a stat here, actually, that we have, and it basically says that in 2021, an estimated 2.14 billion people worldwide purchased goods online. And now, just 2 years later, that's gone up to 2.64 billion, which is basically really close to like a third of the world's population.
Wow.
So that means that, like, since 2018, it shows that like 63% of shopping begins online.
Gosh. I mean, we did an episode before about TikTok and TikTok shop and the marketplace on there. Like, it is so easy to buy stuff online now. And from such a young age.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. And then it just doesn't feel like money. I think money's such a big thing that people don't talk about either. It's like, have you seen like some of these basically these ways that you can kind of spread the payments out for like your latest puffer jacket sort of thing? And I do wonder, like, in terms of the younger generation, or not even the younger generation, us, like, do you get trapped into that like ever ending cycle of just spending more and more money?
Yeah.
And like shopping becomes like an addiction. Do you know what I mean? And there's always something, like, I know some people that I'm pretty sure if it was anything else in this world and they told anyone their symptoms, they'd be like, yes, that's an addiction, you know?
I think it is addictive, though. And I think that, like, so for me personally, I have ADHD, and ADHD and like online shopping and stuff like that, it's like the dopamine rush of like, you know, pressing the button and getting the goods. And it's great. Like, that, it is not good.
I think I'm so desensitized to Amazon. I think I could honestly spend so much money on Amazon and just not even think of it as money.
I know. I think, yeah, Amazon, it doesn't feel like, because a lot of the time I'm buying stuff on Amazon as well that's like essentials and things like that. And I'm just
practical stuff.
Yeah. And I'm just putting the order through. Like, it just doesn't feel, but it's, it's bad. It allows us just to spend so much more money. And like without even realizing, and it's not good.
No, and also as well, it takes away from, I mean, don't get me wrong, even if you have the money, I think it can take away from like those long-term goals that, you know, there's always like this joke, isn't there? Like, we could never buy a house anyway, so just buy the avocado on toast or whatever it might be. And there is definitely an element to that because of, you know, the house prices and things like that. But there is also an element of, everything's so within reach now that like those long-term goals just feel so far away, so you almost just don't even do it.
Yeah, it's, I think online shopping is obviously, to be able to have all of that at our fingertips is incredible, but it's like, it's difficult because I just feel like a lot of people nowadays are like, you know, setting up companies where they're selling stuff online, and it's just like we don't need all this stuff. Like, we don't need all, you know, like another influencer's created a makeup brand, and you're just like, why though? Like why? Like all this-
why though?
But it's just like, I don't know, sometimes I struggle because I just think, like, what's your purpose for doing this? Like, it's such a saturated market that it's like, why are you doing this? And it's more waste and things like that. Like, you know, I don't know. It's just,
There's also like the greenwashing, isn't there? But that's a whole other episode, I think. It's a whole other one. And on that note, I think we're going to head off and send back our returns, aren't we, Soph?
Yeah, good point. Let's do that.
Let's do that. Okay, we're going to be back again, of course, on Friday with Extra Lippy, which is the episode that is all about you. We want to hear your dilemmas, what's troubling you, and what are you chatting to your pals about. We will come and give you as much advice as we can.
We certainly will. And please, 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 there's loads of listeners. We want you to get involved and give us any feedback. So please send anything to... One sec. I just lost the plot then. Oh, let me do that again. Please don't forget to give us any feedback as well. You know, subscribing, rating, anything like that. We really appreciate it. You can also get us on our personal Instagrams, which is at Robin Richford with a Y or at Sophie H.L. Brown. Or you can send us anything on the at the Loose Lips Podcast Instagram.
You absolutely can. And don't forget, you can email us. We love an email because it's lots of juicy details in there. Contact at looselipspodcast.com. And we will see you next. Oh, we'll see you on Friday first and then next Tuesday for a minute. Bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.